Some U.S. units are said to be continuing their march on Baghdad today, but other units are stalled, at least for the time being. People in the city felt American airstrikes, and for the first time, American helicopters attacked Republican Guard troops that ring the city.
Joining us now from Iraq is reporter Jeff Mohan of the Los Angeles Times. He is embedded, as we say, with the 2nd Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division. Jeff, can you tell us where your brigade actually is right now?
The brigade is somewhere in the vicinity of the town of Al-Najaf in central Iraq.
And that would be about how far south of Baghdad, do you think?
I believe it's within about 100 miles of Baghdad.
And has the brigade encountered resistance? Has it been in combat in its progress north?
They've encountered sporadic resistance, although last night I think was probably a turning point. They were harassed virtually the entire night by mortars being fired from near the town and by irregular militia sneaking around in the fields toward their position.
Now, when you say that there was mortar fire from the town, is that the town of An-Najaf where the fire was coming
Correct.
From?
Yes, it appears it was coming from in or around the town of Al-Najaf.
Did they sustain any casualties in those attacks?
No, this particular unit that I'm with did not, though the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division did in fact suffer a casualty today. There was a sniper who apparently crept close enough and unfortunately killed one soldier.
And what do the American commanders there think? Do they think these are Republican Guard units or just individuals who have broken away from larger units and are sniping? How do they understand their immediate enemy?
They're clearly not Republican Guard. These are considered to be irregular militia forces. They're believed to be the Al-Qut, a kind of a paramilitary force that's acting around here. And some of them they believe to be simply freelance sort of paramilitaries.
And is there some sense there of the destination of the division, that is, when this is likely to confront an Iraqi unit?
Well, we're under agreements not to reveal future movements and to be a bit vague about current positions, but it's clear to anyone observing from the outside that there really is only one destination, that all roads lead to Baghdad, and eventually. Exactly how they're going to make that movement is a matter of their choosing, that much of which has not been revealed to us.
How, after that harassing night of gunfire and mortar fire, how is morale holding up among the troops?
People are taking a much more sober view of the war at this point. They arrived here with a lot of the usual bravado and brashness that you would expect. There was quite a lot of expectation that there would be no resistance whatsoever and very little contact until they got closer to Baghdad. So I think people are realizing that actually there will be a real enemy, there will be an adversary who will resist, and they're starting to take it a bit more seriously.
Jeff Mohan of the Los Angeles Times with the 2nd Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.